This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ruzdahl. The drought this past summer baked parts of the Midwest. It did a number on farm crops, and it made life hard for ranchers out there, too. And we are not done yet, because the Mississippi River is feeling the effects of all that missing rainfall. The river is at near record lows, which is bad news, really bad news, for those who make their living on the water. Austin Golding owns, with his family, Golding Barge Lines out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So how low is the river now, sir?
Well, what we're reaching is a stage where within a, if we don't get any rain in a matter of weeks, the river between St. Louis and Cairo, Illinois, the upper Mississippi River, will have to be shut down because there's not a navigable channel. So I'd say we're reaching critical stage at this point.
How long you been doing this, Mr. Golding?
I have been in the business for 26 years, but I've been getting paid for four. I am the third generation of this company, and I'm here with my brother, my dad, my mom, and my grandfather actually started the company in the mid-60s.
You ever seen it this bad?
You know, I think we have seen droughts comparable, but for the prolonged period of time this one's taking place, no. This is, I think will be the longest and most serious drought we've seen yet.
I imagine if you can't load the barges as heavily because the water's low. I mean, this is all about payload and money in your pocket, right?
It is, and in a broader sense, it's about the amount of product that's shipped out to the American consumer. As we all know, St. Louis is a huge hub for a lot of different products that come and get distributed by bulk cargo throughout the country. So not only is this making it more troublesome for only my industry, but it's going to make life more expensive for the average American citizen for a long period of time to come.
What do you carry mostly on your barges?
We carry just refined petroleum products. So any type of refined petrochemical and petroleum, that's what we carry.
But others carry grains and coal and you name it. It goes up and down that river.
You better believe it. Every type of commodity you can put your hands on or think of is moved by bulk on this river.
Is the Army Corps of Engineers involved any way that you know of?
Yes, they are.
What are they doing, do you know?
Well, we're kind of ingrained in a little bit of a discussion here with them about whether or not to release more water out of the Missouri River. Of course, we want to see that happen, and they have a different opinion. So right now, we'd really like to see some congressional and governmental override and to get some water released via the Missouri River so that we don't have this critical stage from St. Louis south.
Let me make sure I understand. There actually is water upstream in the Missouri River that you guys could get your hands on conceivably. How does that work?
Well, it's all held back by a lock and dam system. They're facing a critical situation up there also. They have their own factors they're trying to protect. But right now what we're trying to do is keep commerce moving on the inland waterway system.
And how long does it take you to get up and down from, I don't know, wherever you're going to wherever you're going? What's your average trip?
My average trip is probably between 3 days to a week. Sometimes they can go a little longer depending on where you load from and where your discharge port is. But, you know, within a week, we can get most places.
Do you get to get out and do any of the fun stuff, or are you stuck in an office?
When I can, I blast myself out of here. I flip all the paperwork over and act like it's not there and get out there. It's an all-hands-on-deck type atmosphere and type organization we have. Everybody here knows just about how to do every job we have.
Austin Golding, he's in Vicksburg, Mississippi. He runs a company called Golding Barge Lines. Thanks a lot for your time, sir.
Hey, thank you.